Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, first we mentioned to you, how do you show honor? We say you show honor in how you refer to things. Reference, how you refer. Watch about the words only are just. What does that mean? Oh, that's just Bob. That's just my husband. That's just Tom. That's just, you know, nothing. That's a problem. You can tell how you refer. I've been to churches where the lady was talking to me about her husband, and she kept referring to him as the pastor. And I thought, well, the pastor of this church, yeah, her husband. But when we were talking about business, she used greater respect, and him talking about her later, I realized he used very respectful terms. Amen. How many believe we ought to value each other? Husbands ought to value their wives. Wives ought to value their husbands. Children ought to value their parents. And that'll be shown in how you talk about them, the terms and words you use to refer to them. I mentioned before that I had the privilege of working with Dr. Kenneth Hagin for over 20 years. And he's my spiritual father, and you know, so much that the Lord used him to put into my life, and we were able to teach in the school there at Rhema for years, and I'd be out on the road and see alumni, and they'd say, well, how's the old man? And I'm thinking, what old man? And they're told, oh, you know, old man Hagin. Well, that's just not respectful, is it? And they say, well, what about Kenny Jr.? Well, he's the director of the ministries in the school and the pastor of the church. Well, that's not appropriate, is it? And I had somebody I was talking to out of the country, actually, a few days ago. And something came up about the meeting in the Copelands. And I said, yeah, Brother Copeland and Miss Gloria are coming. And they laughed when I said, Miss Gloria. They said, oh, you Southerners are funny. This Ms. Gloria stuff. And I corrected them. I said, no, I just respect them. It's not a Southern thing. It's a respect thing. Amen. To me, brother, said right is a respectful term. And saying sir and ma'am and those kind of things is not just a Southern thing. It's a godly thing. It's an honor thing. How you refer to people. And please teach your children these things. We live in a world full of kids that just have no concept of respect. That doesn't have to be with us. Then secondly, we said how to show honor, preference, showing preference to individuals, giving them the better place, giving them the better seat, showing preference. There is a difference in rank and place. Acknowledge it, honor it. Last week we talked about this. Number three, deference, or deferring to somebody. Don't interrupt people, especially your elders. Let them talk. Let them finish. If they want to do something and the Lord hadn't just specifically told you in something of yours to do something differently, defer to their wishes. Defer to the greater anointing. Defer to the greater a place. And the younger ought to always be saying to the elder, whether naturally or spiritually, what do you want to do? What do you like? Everybody say defer.
Defer.
Deferring, yielding to, submitting to, giving in to. And fourthly is through conference, or through conferring things upon. C-O-N-F-E-R. Conferring. Turn with me to Proverbs 3, please. Proverbs 3. So we've talked about reference. We've talked about preference. We've talked about deference. And now we're talking about conference. In Proverbs 3 and verse 9, Proverbs 3, 9, says, honor the Lord. Starts out with that word. Honor the Lord, how? With your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Honor the Lord how? Yes, honor the Lord in how you talk about Him and His things. Speak reverentially. Speak respectfully. I caution you to speak very... Anytime anything comes up about the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, particularly be watchful of your words and see that you show proper honor and due respect. And preferring and giving place and deferring and submitting. But can you demonstrate and show honor with stuff? Yes, yes you can. Can you honor God with money? Yes. And with things? Yes. Yes, you can. The scripture tells us to. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Listen to these other translations. NIV says, honor the Lord with your wealth. Well, you'd have to have some. I said, you'd have to have some to be able to do that. Does God want you to have some wealth? Yes. Does He want you to be able to honor Him this way? Well, then you're going to have to have some. Amen. The Bible just makes sense, doesn't it? Honor the Lord with your wealth. The New King James says, honor the Lord with your possessions. With your substance, with your wealth, with your possessions. You can't hyper-spiritualize and symbolize this. He's talking about money and stuff. And really, that's what we're doing and what we should be doing every time it's offering time around here. Amen. And in any other church and ministry, we should not just be throwing money at the plate, right? It should not be routine. It should not be like paying the electric bill or something else. We should ask, why have you stand up? That's why I have you lift up your offering. We want to be honoring Him. Amen. Lord, we honor you with this. Amen. With our substance, with our stuff, with our money. You know, some people get upset when you start talking about money. This would be a bad church to be in if you're like that. Because we're going to be talking about it. But the Bible has a lot to say about money. And sometimes people even say, well, you know, why don't you just stay with preaching and stay off of money? I can't, because the preaching is about money, a whole lot of it. Get in there and dig sometime and look and see how much Jesus talked about money. Amen. How much is in the Gospels about it and in the New Testament, the epistles. No, money is a deal. It's a very, very big deal. Your money represents your blood, sweat, and tears. It represents your life. It represents your time. And what you will or won't do with it shows your heart. Amen. I think some people, when they're baptized, if they were truthful, they ought to hold their wallet up when they go down. Because they are not sanctifying that part to Him. Amen. But if Jesus is your Lord, He's Lord over every part of your life, and money is a big part of your life. Some people say, well, money's not that big of a deal. Well, why do most people spend most of the prime of their life trying to make some?
Amen.
It's a very big deal.
Yes,
and when you lift up money that you used your faith to get and you worked hard to get and whatever the Lord prospered you to be able to have, and you come bring it to Him and you lift it up and give it willingly and gladly, you honor Him. You honor Him. When you put Him first in your finances, you honor Him and you open the door for Him to take care of you. It's just a law, friend. It's a principle that if you take care of God's things, He's going to take care of your things. We have seen it decade after decade in our own life. He's faithful like that. Well, if you could honor God with stuff, could you honor people with stuff? Can you honor each other? Yes, you can. Let's go on and talk some more about this. Go with me to the book of Acts, please, the 28th chapter. You honor God. We've already said one way you honor God is through honoring people, His people. But you honor God with money and things and stuff. And you honor people the same way. In Acts 28, listen with your heart this morning, and please try to stay as hooked as you know how, because these things are very holy and precious to God. And people mishandling them can wind up getting judged. It's a serious thing on the other side of this. I'll explain what I mean by that in just a minute. But you don't want to take this lightly. And there's some things that I've been praying about even just recently, and the Lord has cautioned me about it. I didn't see that it was as serious as it really is. I knew it, but then again, I didn't know it some way or another. So these things are holy to the Lord. We need to realize it. In Acts 28, the Apostle Paul and his company have been shipwrecked, you might say, on this island of Melita. You know, he got snake bit and didn't die. And now they believe he's a god. And then, before it's over with, the Lord has used them to minister to one of the most highly regarded known men of the island and get him healed. Remember that? And in verse 9, Acts 28, 9, when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. I mean, they had a major healing meeting. What do you do when everything seems to go wrong? You sit in a stinky jail cell. You get in a typhoon. The ship sinks. You make it to the island and get snake bit. What do? You have revival on the island. Come on now. Right? Did you get that? Let me tell you what you don't do. What if the Apostle Paul, I mean, he's been in a dungeon. He's been in chains and leg irons. And now the ship, they've been in this typhoon for weeks. The ship's been tossed in this storm. And they're all thinking just any minute they're all going to sink and die. Except for him, he's down there praying and believing God. And then gets on the island. They all make it alive. He goes and gets sticks to put on the fire, puts them on the fire. A deadly, venomous viper jumps out of the fire, fastens onto his hand. And at this point, a lot of people would have started crying and said, God, I'm trying to serve you here. I've been in prison. I've been eating stinky jail food. I hadn't had decent clothes, couldn't take a bath. I've been tossed up and down in this storm for weeks. The ship sinks, and now I get snake bit. This ain't supposed to be happening to me. I'm a faith man. This is not supposed to be happening to me. That's how you swell up and die.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.